Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. Today in the studio, I have Emily Denlinger, who will be introducing us to the Department of Art and Design's second annual Emerging Voices exhibition. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Emily Denlinger. I'm a professor in the Department of Art and Design, and I teach photography and new media, primarily animation classes there. And I've been here almost 17 years.
First things first. Of course, could you tell me a little bit about this exhibit?
Yeah, this is our second time showcasing this exhibit for community college students. We send calls for art out to community colleges in Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Illinois. And we invite students to show work that they've made in the last year. And so this year we have a range of paintings, prints, and photographs that we're really excited to share with the community.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what types of mediums do you get? I assume it's mostly visual arts.
It's all visual arts, and we have it in the Dobbins Gallery, which gets a lot of foot traffic. So unfortunately, we have to stay to 2D art just to make sure that the artwork is kept safe.
Mm-hmm. Since this is an annual event, there's a different theme every year, I suppose, right?
Well, because this is our second year having the Emerging Voices exhibit, last year we primarily stuck with just photography. And then I was invited to be the juror at Jefferson Community College in Hillsboro. And based on my experience during that, we altered what we were requesting a little bit because they were making such amazing work. And we just wanted to open up the opportunity for more people to show more of what they're making in their classes at those schools.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any particular favorite pieces from this collection?
I don't have any particular favorite pieces from this exhibit. Our graphic design and illustration professor, Lainey Gabbard, jurored for us this year, and we were really excited to have her take on everything. I think there's just really strong work coming out of our community colleges, and we have such amazing students that started out at community colleges. We just want to make sure that those students are thinking about how they can grow if they choose SEMO and giving them an opportunity to come to our campus. We're a little bit of a trek away from the schools that might be closer to St. Louis, but we have such amazing facilities and faculty to help those students reach their next goals that it's great to get them on campus and to see how amazing River Campus is. So I just really love having an opportunity to celebrate them and show them what that next step could look like.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's kind of the overall goal of an exhibit like this, other than just showcasing talent? Is there a hope that comes out of, you know, putting something on display like this?
Yeah, I think the big hope is that students start thinking about what those next steps could look like if they're not already. So students at community colleges making those connections and just thinking about, like, what is the next place for me and what's going to help me get to that next step and be the most supportive of me. I think there are a lot of faculty who teach at SEMO who maybe started out at community colleges. I went to a community college as a high school student, and then I transferred to a four-year institution. And just being able to say, you know what, we understand that transition and we want to make sure that you're getting the best transfer credits possible when you go to a four-year institution. A lot of students, that's a big hurdle to get their community college credits counted for equal credit at four-year institutions. And we just want to make sure that people know that we're advocates for them and that we'll support them if they choose to make that transition.
It's awesome. I always like to open the floor to my guests. Do you have any thoughts to share about this exhibit, about your experience here, about teaching here that you might like to share?
In higher education, a lot of professors maybe move around and try a lot of different schools out before they find one that they're happy teaching at. I was hired here, like, this was my first full-time job, and people sometimes say, well, why have you stayed? I stay because I really love it, and I love the students that we have. I think the facilities at River Campus and the support that we're able to give students there is phenomenal. And having been a student who didn't necessarily have a normal path through undergrad and graduate school, I think that I see things here that are really supportive of students and really student-focused. And so I love that about SEMO. I love how student-focused we are and that we're advocates for our students and that we treat them as humans and not numbers. And that's a big part of why I stay, is because of how we treat people and how we're focused on their growth and getting them to that next step in life. And so I hope that when students are on campus, whether they're here as prospective students or if they're here as full-time students, I just hope that they are feeling that support.
Mm-hmm.
Having a school the size of SEMO where we can be flexible in helping students tailor their education to what they want to be doing,
mm-hmm.
that's something that SEMO does that very few other schools anywhere in the country are doing.
That's amazing. Thank you again so much for coming in and speaking with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.